If you're enjoying this podcast, get more from the Earthbreak universe with our subscription box story, Earthbreak, Omega Protocol. Omega Protocol was designed in part by Morgan Ormond, the writer of this podcast. It's like an escape room in a box. Each month, you'll receive physical clues, taking on the role of a survivor in the alien apocalypse. There are developments in the story that explain parts of the world that Lynn hasn't yet seen. You'll be anxiously awaiting your next box of clues. I've always wondered how I would do in an apocalyptic scenario, and it's been really interesting to actually find out. Right now, just for our listeners, you can go to earthbreak.com/now for 25% off your first box. They only accept 200 members per day, so hurry to take advantage of this offer. That's earthbreak.com/now for 25% off your first box. And now, enjoy the show.
Hello. Hi. I was just thinking of you. But I'm not really sure what to say. I think I've been having a moment. I've been having lots of little moments, actually, and on their own, they're bearable. But when you put them all together, it's like someone dropped a lead brick on my chest. I don't know where else to put that. I wanted to tell you, I figured out that it's the last night of summer. It's not too hot. A nice breeze. The leaves are starting to change. Shit.
This is Earthbreak. A few suggestions for survival with additional hints and tips about how to make yourself more comfortable during the alien apocalypse. Starring Jenny Slate.
That noise? That's the third time I've seen this shit happen. I don't think you're gonna get the full effect from this recording, but you can hear this noise in your gut. You can feel it. And if they weren't deaf, I would say it was like some form of communication. At first, I thought hunters were more independent. But when they're making this noise, they line up and it's kind of like when there was a search party and people would, they would start on one side of the city and they would sweep to the other. There weren't a whole lot of us that didn't get sick, but as far as I can tell, most of the survivors were killed in these sweeps. So today I made it all the way out to the edge of the suburbs to a rinky-dink outlet mall. I thought I could use a change of clothes anyway. Because who doesn't love free shit, am I right? You don't know this, but people used to love free stuff. Okay, small. Not anymore. Medium. Large. That would be me. Okay. Taking that. Okay. Freshman year of college, I started living on my own for the first time, and I got all these dishes from the dollar store. Anyway, I kept forgetting to do the dishes. And it would get so bad, and the dishes would get moldy, and I would just toss them buy new ones. But somehow, you know, like $10 for new dishware was worth it for me. I mean, for never having to do the dishes. Margaret would say that that is very typical of me. All set. I was hoping the sweep didn't leave the city. Maybe it's just a straggler. That's okay. All right. Okay. So, not a big deal. There's a way out the back. It didn't see me. It didn't see me. Oh my god. Okay. This is good. Oh man. That was close. I'm used to the city and the little hiding places, and out here it's just farms and it's houses and there's so much space. There isn't anywhere to hide. You need to remember to always have a place to hide. Oh, man, it smells like stale beer back here. I fucking hate bars, man. Okay. Oh, God. No. Okay. Fuck! Fuck you! If you fucking come in here, I'm gonna fucking stab you in the fucking eye with a fucking crowbar! Fuck you, motherfucker! Fuck you! Oh, get up, Lynn! Move! Oh, God. Okay. Thank you. Yes. Sometimes you just have those days where a monster breaks your arm and you're lost in the woods. And you're pregnant with the last fucking baby that will ever be born. Oh, stupid fucking baby. Oh, God. No, you're not stupid. You're not stupid. And I'm not stupid. But you are probably gonna get me killed. Do you hear that? I can hear that. I'll tell you what that is. It's a fucking river. It's a river, man. I'm so fucking pumped about this river. I've never would have been so excited about a fucking river before this, but now. Oh, man. I'm so fucking excited. Remind yourself that there's a person under all of these layers of dirt.
Well, I've been walking for a really long time in the rain right now, and I'm looking for a cave or something. I just need to make myself a shelter, and so that means I'm gonna have to dig deep into that almost year of Girl Scouts. Better remind myself how to do this. All right, I think I remember. I can get this. Find a branch that is bigger than me. Preferably dry, which is impossible. Not rotten, but I'm just gonna take what I can get. Okay. Big, stupid, fucking huge, heavy branch. Check. And I gotta lead this thing up against. Leaning it up against the rock. I'm gonna find twigs to put around it. Okay. Fuck me! God damn it! Fuck! Oh, okay. You know what? I'm gonna need to do one thing at a time here. So I'm just gonna regroup. I'm gonna check back in when there's something to fucking check back in about. Okay, I'm back, and I have built a shelter. Even though everything is already fucking soaked, I have made the shelter, and I'm going in. Here we go. Okay, we're in. This is the bed. Super bad. This shelter's gonna fuck all.
I'd be better at improvising shit like this by now.
I guess roughing it is really not my thing. Definitively, I don't like camping. Hey, thing. Fetus, child. I really wish that you were here. I really wish that you were here already, because I really wish that I had anyone here to talk to. And I'm sick of talking to myself. It's fucking creepy out here.
Pain meds, I have Tylenol. God, I bet the Ambien would really help me sleep. I really want to take the Ambien, but then it's like if something comes along, I might not wake up for it. Fuck, that might not be a bad way to go. Peacefully consumed by a grizzly bear. Lost track of the days. I don't know. I'm sick of trees. Oh, also, it's getting colder, and I'm super smart and ran right into the woods with nothing but a rain jacket and a bunch of t-shirts. So. Oh, God. I need a doctor. I just need a spa day. Oh, a spa. A spa. You know, my last name, Gellert, our last name, is actually the same name as this, like, fancy spa in Hungary. It's a really grand place. I've actually been there. It has these big pools, and they're all different temperatures, and columns and statues have urns of water spilling out of them. Margaret took me there. I would say I was like 11 or 12, and I did not want to go. I didn't get what it was. I was scared of the changing rooms, just did not know how the whole thing worked. And then once I got in the water, I loved it so much. And I wanted to stay forever. I was so mad when we had to leave. I remember we had to go visit my great uncle. Your great great uncle, V. I keep calling you, or I call you kid. That's starting to feel really impersonal, considering what we're going through together.
I don't know.
When Margaret was pregnant with me, she said she just couldn't. She didn't have, like, an idea for a name. And so she had a little placeholder name for me, and she called me Patsy. Patsy is what Hungarian kids call horses. And she said that she called me that because I kicked her like a horse. It's probably the single best decision that Margaret ever made as a parent. What about you? Are you a little Patsy? Are you something else? Are you a... Nope, sorry. I don't know any other cute Hungarian words. I guess I could call you whatever I want. Like, no one here to judge anymore. I could call you Bloop. I could call you, Org. Orb. Blorp. Do you hear that? That's an American robin. They have a red belly. They have a three-note sort of swooping chirp that they do. That's nice, Robin. That is nice. That might do for now, right? But I... Oh, my God. Ooh, I see smoke. I see smoke. I see smoke! Oh my God, I see smoke! I see smoke! Holy shit, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit. Oh, please be real, please be real. It's like, it's not far, it's not fucking close, but it's not far. Oh my God. I'm gonna check back in when I find out what this is. Hold up. Okay. Definitely did not need to be sprinting. Was it? Well, it's actually just a little bit farther than I thought. That's what excitement will do to you. I'm so excited by the idea of another person. Or it could also be a group of people, you know? More than, or a gang of people. Right. Come to think about it, groups of people, but not necessarily 100% the best thing. Right. Because, man, I hate to break this to you, but yeah, some people are bad. But I can't. I don't care. The fact is, I don't care. I don't give a shit if it's the Dalai Lama or fucking Hannibal Lecter. I'm gonna have to explain both of those things to you one day as well. Because right now, I just want to talk to another person, and I just want to talk to someone who, no offense, is not a fetus, who may or may not be listening to this 20 years in the future. So. Okay, well, looks like... smoke led to a creepy murder cabin in the middle of the woods. Exactly the kind of place where teenagers get killed. Ugh, you're not gonna get that reference. Holy shit, that was a big fucking bonfire. Damn. And it's... someone's burning a bunch of furniture. Why would you burn your furniture? Oh, God, it's a grave. Oh, God. It's probably the grave of the last fucking idiot to come waltzing by here. Okay, it's okay. Just...
not here to hurt anybody. I'm all by myself. I've been out in the woods. I just need a place to stay. Is somebody there? Is somebody in there? Hello?
Earthbreak is the latest addition to a family of subscription series. The one that started it all is Hunt a Killer, our monthly murder mystery subscription box. Sort through the evidence, get some yarn, and create your own murder board, and see if you can catch the killer. For a more frightening experience, try Empty Faces. Prepare yourself for a paranormal investigation where each box will have you performing arcane rituals, possibly even contacting the spirit world. Whether it's Earthbreak, Hunt a Killer, or Empty Faces, join a community of like-minded detectives. Check the show notes for links and offers to each of our series and find out if you have what it takes to decipher the clues and solve the mystery. This is Earthbreak, a few suggestions for survival with additional hints and tips about how to make yourself more comfortable during the alien apocalypse. The next episode will be released next Tuesday. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, or wherever you're listening right now. Find a link to subscribe to Earthbreak and more information on the episode notes. Simply tap or swipe over the cover art. You will also see some offers from our sponsors. Please support our shows by supporting them. Earthbreak, a few suggestions for survival with additional hints and tips about how to make yourself more comfortable during the alien apocalypse, was directed by Aaron Katz, produced by April Lamb, written by Morgan Ormond, story by Morgan Ormond, Will Rogers, and Derek Smith, associate produced by Will Rogers, executive produced by Ryan Hogan, Derek Smith, and Joshua Hawley, starring Jenny Slate.